My name is Diana Kinch. I was a member of Leamington Spa Flower Club. I was asked with two others if we would do the flowers for the consecration of Coventry Cathedral. Well, flower clubs were much in their infancy in those days, and there were not so many experienced flower arrangers. I suppose they thought we three could perhaps do the job. It was a tremendous privilege, and also a little frightening. We arrived at the cathedral. It's a very lovely building, and we wanted to do justice to it. And also, we hadn't actually seen it until we arrived. Not being a Coventrian, I hadn't watched it going up, had not long lived in Warwickshire. So that really was quite a surprise and a very pleasant one. I was in awe of it all and of Mr. Basil Spence, and he was really quite a hard taskmaster. I think he usually had his way about things. After all, it was his cathedral and we had to do what he wanted. At the back of our minds all the time were help. What are we going to do? How are we going to make an impression in this vast, beautiful building? Sir Basil Spence had designed two enormous jardinières hewn from the same stone as the cathedral. They were beautiful in their own right, but a flower arranger's nightmare. And he wanted red. In May, it's not awfully easy to get red. You used the flowers that were growing and available at the time. As it was in such an important occasion, people were very glad and happy to contribute. With the help of one of the local florists and a raid on everybody's greenhouse for red geraniums and anything that we could possibly find, and lots of foliage, we did produce what I hope was acceptable for this very grand occasion. It was basically a pyramid, about 6 feet tall, on top of these very large cylindrical tubs. They had to be seen all round. We used many, many flowers, hundreds probably. Also, a lot of green foliage and any coloured foliage that blended in with red. We did scrounge those as well. I don't know why we were chosen, but I'm very glad he did choose us. It was a great privilege and honour.